Pitched back on the 25th at Vinny Natoli. Duran, right-handed hitter, the 0-2 pitch. Missed outside, and it's 1-2. Duran, 0-2 today, a strikeout and a pop-up. In foul territory, back in the fourth inning. One-two pitch, missed a little low. That was the breaking ball that time from Natoli, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewers group outing is the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. Let the Brewers be your host. Enjoy seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and great ticket rates. Plan your outing at brewers.com/groups. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit right back to Natoli, eats him up. Coming in is Camper Fields, throws to first, and a good stretch by Ernesto Martinez Jr. on the receiving end. They get the third and final out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Natoli. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Brewers with a 9-2 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear winter, Toyota can't get enough of you, because Toyota's got 25 vehicles with available all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, and that's more than any other auto brand, from the versatile RAV4 to the spelt Crown, the sleek Camry all-wheel drive, the Corolla Hybrid all-wheel drive, the rugged Tacoma, the tenacious Tundra, and the spacious Grand Highlander with all-wheel drive to keep you and yours safe. Hey, you bring the action, we'll bring the traction. Always Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Based on manufacturer's websites as of 10-2024.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hungry? Quick Trip's got you. No dinner plans? Food's here, and it's a pizza party. Dom's pizzas are 4 for just $10. Choose from a variety of toppings. So easy and delicious. Get plenty to eat and keep your wallet happy, too.
Food's here, and it's ready when you are. Quick Trip isn't just convenient. It's here to make your life easier and better.
Fuel up at your ultimate destination for snacks and meals that hit the spot. Only at Quick Trip.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network. With Jeff Lever and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Bottom of the seventh inning, a 9-2 Brewers lead, and Braylon Payne, last year's first-round pick, leading things off. First pitch down and in for a ball, it's 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch fouled straight back into the net, and it's 1-1. Cody Hoyer, veteran reliever, takes over on the mound for the Rangers. Some other changes for them as well. Jax Biggers is the new second baseman. And Ortiz is the new right fielder. Here's the 1-1, and Payne takes up and in, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Abi Melek Ortiz is in right field. And the 2-1 to Payne, missed outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeff is checking my pronunciation. I think I got it right.
I love it.
Three and one on Payne. The pitch swung on and fouled straight back. Fastball at 97 from Hoyer. And the count is full. 3-2.
To the pronunciation guy. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very well done.
We like that. That helps us, especially sixth inning on. In a lot of these games. Full count here on Payne. He's turned some heads early in camp. as a part of the Brewers' future, and he takes low. So a good at bat for Braylon Payne. Works a leadoff walk, Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. And that brings up Ernesto Martinez Jr. Seventh inning stretch, by the way, is brought to you by Island Resort Golf.com. Island Resort and Casino, the premier resort destination in the Midwest. Pitch to Martinez in there for a strike at 96. It's 0-1. Plan your visit today at islandresortandcasino.com. Hoyer swing and a miss on a huge cut for Martinez Jr. He went into the splits like he was going into the stretch over at first on that swing. It's 0-2. You won't see a bigger hack than the one he just took. Wow.
Can never say that he'll get cheated at the plate.
No. I mean, that was entertaining just to watch, and it was merely a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. He went down to a knee on that swing. It gets away from Barnhart. He picks it up, but, of course, first base occupied. So the runner advances to second on a wild pitch for Braylon Payne. And he's there with one away after the strikeout of Ernesto Martinez Jr. And now Vinny Capra, who has had a great start to his spring training, comes to the plate. Hoyer, 28 years of age. There goes the runner. Throw to third is going to be in time. Payne taking off, and Tucker Barnhart still showing you why he's a very good catcher behind the plate. And now two down. Pitch was a ball. It's 1-0 on Capra at the plate. All of Hoyer's service time in the big leagues has been with either the White Sox or the Cubs. Fouled out of play, first base side. It's 1-1. 86 career appearances over just a couple of seasons. He's not pitched in the big league since 21 for Cody Hoyer. Breaking ball caught the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Had a great 2020 with the White Sox in that shortened season. 21 appearances and a 1.52 ERA. But struggled in 21 and then was traded to the Cubs. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strikes out Vinny Capra, and he unconventionally faces the minimum here in the bottom of the seventh. We head to the eighth. It's 9-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Discover your new favorite city, Milwaukee. Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan. Sip your way through craft breweries. And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail, whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today at visitmilwaukee.org.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
We go to the eighth inning here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And back on the mic, here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you, Lane. Vinny Tolley back for another inning of work for the Brewers. Another 3-up, 3-down inning for Brewers pitcher. And Nick Ahmed stays in the ballgame and swings and fouls one into the glove of Garcia for strike one. Wind still whipping out towards left center. Had a steady diet of gustiness all day. Calmed a bit. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Folks, a reminder from your friends at Schneider and their professional truck drivers. Slow down, move over, and drive safely in work zones. Timeout as Ahmed stepped out of the box, now digs back in. 9-2 Brewers, 9 runs on 11 hits. Have not committed an error, 2 runs on 6 hits for Texas. 0-2 pitch, liner to shallow center. Payne coming on, he won't be able to get there. It bounces in front of him, and a base hit to lead off the inning for Nick Ahmed. First base runner for Texas since the fourth inning. A single by Jonah Heim against Brewers pitcher Nick Mears. Have been 11 consecutive batters retired, and we'll have a pinch runner over at first base. Cameron Cawley is running at first base now. Blaine Krim, the new first baseman, is at the plate. And Krim takes up and away for ball one. Good to see the Milner family. Hobie Milner, wife Catherine, their two kids. They were sitting in the seats today, just taking in the ball game. He is now a Texas Ranger. Hobie Milner, after a couple of great years in the Brewers bullpen. Runner goes. The 1-0 is a strike. Throw to second base is offline and into shallow center field. Getting up and scampering to third. And making it safely is Cawley. So a stolen base and an E2. Stands there at third with nobody out, and Krim still at the plate.
Hobie is one of the good guys in the game. That's a pretty safe comment to make. He is as nice as they come, as welcoming as they come, and what a great family. I would have liked to have said hi to Gus.
Yeah. I bet you Gus is probably 6 feet tall and throwing left-handed as a two-year-old.
Yep.
Krim, ground ball to second base. That'll get a run home as Capra fields and throws to first. It's 9-3 on an RBI ground out from Krim. Nobody on. One away for Alejandro Osuna. Third at bat for him. A single and a strikeout looking. And good luck to Hobie. As a member of the Texas Rangers, the Brewers will be going down to Texas this year. Rangers came to our place last year, so it's our turn to go down to Texas this year.
September, maybe? I think it's in September.
First pitch is a swing and a miss at a changeup, and it's 0-1. I know our schedule through April, kind of most of it. I don't know about September. I'm lucky if I know where I'm going tomorrow at this point.
I'm going to try to confirm it.
0-1 is inside, one ball and one strike. That's where it would really be nice to have a media guide available so we could just go to the back and there's the schedule printed. 1-1 is outside, two balls and a strike. We get the player bios with a clip. Now we're on our devices and looking for the schedule.
Sometimes it hides it on me.
Two balls and a strike on Osuna. It's outside again. Three balls and one strike. Brewers have only been down to the new ballpark down in Texas once.
For the regular season.
Yep, regular season. Played an exhibition game down a few years ago. We didn't attend.
I think 21.
That's high, ball four on Osuna. So he draws a one-out walk. Lineup turns over. This will be Ornelas. Jonathan Ornelas. Kent was telling me something. What were you telling me? Oh, September. You were right, Lane. We go to Pittsburgh and then Texas. You know, traditional road trip. Throw to first and back with a dive is Osuna. So Ornelas in the leadoff spot. Freeman is on deck. Game day operator with the box score feverishly trying to input the substitutions in the right place now. Didn't do straight changes. Ornelas clipped by that fastball. So a walk and now a hit by pitch. There's action in the Brewers' bullpen. Left-hander playing catch down there. And Garcia is going to make a trip to the mound and settle down Natoli. We got a number who's getting loose. Bruce Zimmerman, a left-hander, is now playing catch in the bullpen as Freeman comes to the plate. Cody Freeman, who took over at third base. And the Brewers open up the season in New York against the Yankees, defending American League pennant winners, and then come home against the Kansas City Royals.
And then the Reds.
The Reds come in. Four-game series against the Reds. There's a strike on Cody Freeman, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, that's right.
Seven-game homestand, right?
Mm-hmm. And then go to Colorado and Arizona.
Right back down here. Should we leave some stuff down here?
Might as well. Time capsule. Let's bury a time capsule when we leave.
Ooh, where do you want to put it? Ground ball to short. Could be two. To second for one. To first, it is two. Inning-ending double play. Turned by the Brewers. And they get out of it, allowing just one unearned run. Time capsule time during our break. Bottom of the eighth, 9-3 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413. The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
20 WTMJ.
New pitcher for the Texas Rangers, Matt Festa. Right-hander wearing stirrups. That's a good look. Festa's got the stirrups. He'll work on Cooper Pratt to open things up in this bottom of the eighth inning. The Brewers leading by 6-9-3. Eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. First pitch to Pratt is a strike, and it's 0-1. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. Time call for a moment. Home plate umpire Louis Krupa jumping out from behind the dish and letting the pitcher know, don't get ready too quick. Cooper Pratt waits on an 0-1 from Festa. The kick and the pitch fouled away, and it's 0-2. Learned something today as I was down on the field watching batting practice, talking with Jake Bowers, that the name Cooper means something. You know what Cooper means, Lane?
I do not.
No. What about you, Kent? You know what Cooper means? No? Let's see this pitch to Cooper Pratt, and then we'll give you the definition. Here's the delivery. It's a swing and a miss, and that's strike three on Cooper Pratt. The definition of Cooper is barrel maker. So if your name is Cooper, you better be hitting a lot of barrels, right? Creating a lot of barrels with
also
your bat.
Also feels fitting to be a Milwaukee Brewer.
Right? I just found that very cool. I had learned something today from Jake Bowers.
I think you're workshopping a nickname maybe in there.
The barrel maker.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until he gets to the big leagues. He was hitting a lot of barrels at a Goodyear earlier in the week. Ball one on Jared Oliva. And it's 0-1. I mean, he's 19. We still got a lot of time to go on Cooper Pratt. Oliva hits one down the right field line. Wind is going to keep this ball in the field of play. Right fielder comes over and makes the catch, Ortiz. Two up and two down. Andrew Monasterio hits. First AB for Monasterio. I just thought that was really cool.
That is cool. That's a great definition for a baseball player's name.
Yeah. You can get 0% off for up to 6 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, by the way. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
It's actually an awful name if you're a pitcher, if the definition is.
Yes. Yes, it is. Like Grant Balfour. I mean, that's,
yeah, that's
it's Balfour, Bob Walk. Tough
yeah,
pitcher name.
Tough.
If your last name was Lina, that would be an issue. 0-1, a fly ball to center. Thomas is back there and makes the catch. In the inning ends, Brewers go three up and three down. We go to the top of the ninth inning. We'll find out some new fun names and their definitions when we return. 9-3 Brewers in the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine said...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
Bruce Zimmerman is on for the Brewers to try and finish things out. Top of the ninth inning, 9-3 Milwaukee. He'll face the middle of the order. We'll see Walcott coming to the plate first. Seabass, Sebastian Walcott. I don't know if they call him Seabass, but everybody whose name Sebastian, I want to call him Seabass for whatever reason. Walcott at the plate. He's a big dude, 6'4 from the Bahamas. It takes down and in. One ball, no strikes. Beautiful day like today makes you want to go grab a Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor, Leinenkugel's. Flavor the moment. 1-0 pitch is a fly ball to center field. Payne lost it, still fighting it, and he drops the baseball. Fire to second base, and it's going to be late. Payne just was having all kinds of problems with it. It'll be a double for Walcott. As soon as that baseball got above the press box area, that sun was just glaring right at Braylon Payne. So a sun double starts the inning against Bruce Zimmerman, and Tucker Barnhart is the hitter. You know what goes well with a Leinenkugel summer shandy? A Usinger's Brat. Outstanding pairing. And now I'm hungry. Barnhart waits. He popped to second base his first time up and takes a strike. It's 0-1. $5,000-plus in the ballpark today. Lots of brats and linies being sold. Zimmerman's 0-1. Inside a ball. One ball and a strike. Brewers had a good year again tomorrow against the Cleveland Guardians, and back at Goodyear on Monday night against the Reds. First night game for the Brewers. And the pitch home to Barnhart is a strike. 1-2. Ortiz is on deck, the right fielder. One-two pitch. Serve towards the middle of the field. Pratt is there and throws out Barnhart. Over to third goes Walcott. One away for Ortiz. Abimelech Ortiz. Alan Trejo waiting next now for Texas. Ortiz takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Day game tomorrow. That'll be a Lane and Josh production.
Yes.
Are you guys webcasting or radioing tomorrow? Radio tomorrow. Nice. The 0-1 is low. One ball and one strike. Maybe I should just look at the schedule. It says radio on the back. Radio tomorrow and radio on Monday night.
That is a you and Josh production, I believe, right?
That sounds right.
Monday night.
One one coming back, and it's down and in. Two balls and a strike on Ortiz. It's also a TV game, but it's not our television broadcast, so don't watch it. Listen to us. Well, you have that ability if you'd like to. If you're out of market, MLB.tv, you can choose what broadcast you want to listen to. Two and one, and it's inside. Or if you're in Milwaukee, just fire up your radio, and we'll take it the rest of the way. A nightcap of Brewers baseball.
A couple of night games next week.
Also a night game in Mesa against the Athletics. 3-1. Ortiz with a fly ball. Shallow center. Payne with another opportunity. Payne can't get it. It's a base hit for Ortiz, and Payne having all kinds of issues with that Arizona sun in center field. Dying Quayle out to center field for Ortiz. Drives in another run to make it 9-4. And Alan Trejo hits in Ezekiel Duran's spot. Former Colorado Rocky. It is going to be odd when the Brewers play the Athletics, and they play them early this season, to not call them the Oakland A's.
Yeah. And can't call them the Sacramento A's either.
They are strictly the Athletics. Pitch to Trejo is a strike, and it's 0-1.
I'll call them the Oakland A's probably multiple times.
You won't be the only one. There's going to be some sort of a swear jar or a tip jar, whatever you want to call it, a fine jar for anybody who uses Oakland. just internally. 0-1, the pitch home to Trejo misses down and away. 1-1. Just, we talked about it a lot when we went to Oakland for the final time last year, how frustrating the situation was and what a great fan base the folks in Oakland are and have been for a long time. And the shape that that ballpark was in towards the end was sad to see. 1-1 is low, and they still haven't figured out everything with the Vegas situation either. There's still a lot of red tape that they've got to get through. They have yet to break ground on the ballpark in Vegas. They're set to be in Sacramento for 3 years at a minimum. I'm still trying to figure out all of that. And the ballpark in Sacramento went under a ton of renovations in the offseason. 2-1 is swing and a miss, 2-2, just to get it up to Major League code in terms of clubhouses, television, broadcast booths. They had to knock out some suites and build more TV booths and radio booths. Got to have at least 5 radio for each team plus TV for each team and a Spanish radio broadcast in Sacramento. 2-2, hit foul and off the netting. But that is a field that will still be shared with the Giants AAA team, the Sacramento RiverCats.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's not like they're going anywhere.
There's going to be 155 games played on that field this year between the RiverCats and the A's. It's going to be tough. 2-2 pitch. A check swing, appeal. He went. Strike three. Strikeout for Zimmerman. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And now it's Colley. Colley had a base hit, or he was a pinch runner, I should say, at first base for Nick Ahmed. So this is his first at-bat. He's over at second base. The Brewers will not go to Sacramento this year, but they will go back to Sacramento in 26. The A's come to Milwaukee in April. Ground ball towards the hole and through the hole on the left side, and Colley's got a base hit. Third hit of the inning, the first one that hasn't been sun-aided in the frame. As Krim hits with runners at first and second. One of the major things that the A's had to do with the ballpark in Sacramento was build clubhouses. When they originally built that ballpark in the late 90s, it opened in 2000 as the first year that it opened up for AAA play. It was an A's affiliate then. A's been A's and Giants in the last 25 years. Krim swings and misses, and it's 0-1. But when they built it originally in the blueprints, they did not have clubhouses. And they built the ballpark to where you couldn't build anything underneath. So you kind of walk down and you go into the ballpark. There's nowhere for you to go south to build clubhouses. Ground ball to short. That should do it. Pratt has it, I should say. Cooper Pratt. And he throws out the runner at second base, and that ends the ballgame. But they had trailers as their clubhouses forever. There's still going to be trailers behind left center field and center field in Sacramento. Well, that's the ball game. 9-4 is your final score. Cooper Pratt able to take care of that last out. And the Brewers are victorious. 4-5 is their record. We'll be back in just a moment. Give you all the totals right after this on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters. Hey.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Purveya Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Wisconsin Dental Association. Lane, how about the totals tonight?
Well, Jeff, the Brewers with 9 runs on 11 hits, an error, and they left just 3 over the course of this game. The loss, or the losing effort from the Rangers, saw 4 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and they left 4 on base. Tobias Myers, in his Cactus League debut, works one inning. He gets the win. The loss goes to Kumar Rocker. Took 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a Cactus League season high at American Family Fields of Phoenix. There's a lot of words, but it's true. Of 5,388 here today in Phoenix. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
No dental insurance, but you need dental care? The new WDA Dental Savings Club is just for you, from the Wisconsin Dental Association. We've been protecting the Badger State's oral health for over 150 years. Here's what WDA Savings Club members receive. Savings up to 55% on dental care. Special dental care bundles. A statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. No dental insurance doesn't have to mean no dental care. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
The Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Truck drivers, no matter where you want to take your career in 2025, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Whether you want to grow in your current role, transfer to a different opportunity, or move into a training position, we're with you every step of the way. Plus, we set drivers up for successful and fulfilling careers with award-winning benefits, reliable equipment, and a variety of home time options. Explore jobs near you today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Brewers take down the Texas Rangers today by a final score of 9-4. That'll do it for our broadcast today. We'll have another radio broadcast for you tomorrow. Pre-game show, 1:55, game time 2:05. Brewers will be in Goodyear against the Cleveland Guardians. Grant Anderson will start for the Brewers. Slade Ciccone starts for Cleveland. That'll be a Josh and Lane production with Kent Sommerfeld channeling his mid-90s Brewers American League days with the Cleveland Guardians. So for Kent Sommerfeld and for Lane Grindle, I'm Jeff Levering saying adios from American Family Fields of Phoenix in Arizona. Again, the final score was the Brewers 9 and Texas 4. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas's Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you're headed to vote in New Hampshire's traditional March town meetings and need to register, bring proof of citizenship documents with you or you won't be able to vote. 20 other states have similar legislation pending. New Hampshire's HB 1569 eliminated sworn citizenship affidavits, subject to fines or imprisonment for lying, as evidence of citizenship. It now accepts only a birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. There is no evidence of any widespread non-citizen voting in the state, and the law was immediately challenged in federal district court as unconstitutional and an unreasonable burden. President Donald Trump's recent unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting generated a rush to tighten proof of citizenship legislation around the country. Voting Rights Lab is tracking 35 proof of citizenship bills in 20 states, many based on model legislation pushed by former Trump election lawyer Cleta Mitchell and her Only Citizens Vote coalition. Just this month, proof of citizenship bills were advanced in Wyoming and Missouri. 18 other states are considering bills adding proof of citizenship requirements, and the pending SAVE Act in Congress would require it for federal elections. A 2024 study by the Brennan Center for Justice found 9% of Americans don't have ready access to their citizenship documents. We have links to the Voting Rights Lab tracker and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Able to get
access to this and or have a independent mechanic have access to this so that they can work on your equipment. So you can have somebody that you know and have a relationship with or is closer to you or is more available at a desperate time of need, because when do tractors maybe break down?
When you need them the most.
When you need them the most, right? No. And when are they needed the most? It's during harvesting, right? Oh. Or planting. Who else is harvesting? Everybody.
Right.
And so if it has happening, then it might be a epidemic, right, mm-hmm. of time. And if you have a limited resource of people that can service your equipment, you might be waiting, and you can't wait when you're a farmer.
Right.
You need to be able to have that fixed expeditiously. So that's kind of the concept behind it and why it's so necessary.
Yeah, my granddad was a farmer, Richland County dairy farmer for 40 years, and he had a Minneapolis Moline, and then he was one of the first people who got a Deutz, it was called at the time, one of the first German tractors. He worked on it all the time, and I think he would look at this bill that you are co-sponsoring, the right to repair bill, and say, well, this is just common horse sense, as he used to say. But to your point, and we're talking to State Senator Sarah Kieski here on her new co-sponsorship of the bill, right to repair bill. I think this would surprise a lot of people. I know State Senator Paff was on Jay Matinair's show yesterday, the day before, talking about this as well, that there are maybe apps available, because so much of this, like our cars now, are computerized. But again, that costs thousands or hundreds of dollars just to download the app. And really, I would think that ag people, agricultural producers, owners of this equipment would say, look, it doesn't matter what party you're from, we should all be able to work on our own equipment without costing thousands of dollars. Have you talked to any Republicans so far in the legislature? Have you gotten a sense that there might be a bipartisan approach to a very common sense bill?
I'm going to remain hopeful.
I like that.
Yes, I'm going to remain hopeful. Mm-hmm. Let's just wait and see. I'm going to cross my fingers because, like you're saying, farmers come in red and blue or purple or indifferent, right? Yeah. And so I don't think this should be a partisan issue. I think it's just understanding this is helping the cornerstone of our economy, right? We're helping those farmers, help them with their costs, which we know we need to, you know, do more to make sure that costs aren't just so out of reason.
Yeah.
And we also want to be able to have maybe small businesses benefit. So, you know, some mechanic maybe could blossom a new business in a small area where he knows he could have agricultural equipment he could work on. And then it's another opportunity for jobs.
We're coming up about a minute and a half. The time always goes quickly. I know you have other appointments to go to, so we don't want to monopolize your time. But, Senator, is there anything I haven't asked you about your co-sponsorship of the Right to Repair bill that you believe that listeners should know?
Nothing in particular. I think just understanding, again, it's kind of simple, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know that we
Common
need to
sense.
Make, yeah, I don't know that we need to make it that complex, right? Mm-hmm. Do people believe that others should have the right to either repair their own equipment at a fair, reasonable cost, have access to the things they need, and or be able to have it with an independent repair person? That just makes good sense. That seems like it helps with, again, access and keeping something from being too monopolized in a way that I don't think is honoring competition in the way that we really do need to in the business field.
Yeah, no, I agree. Minute left here. Give us a sense. You haven't really had a proper floor session yet other than your inauguration, but what's it like just to be in the building?
Oh my gosh, it's like, it's magnificent. And it's so hard to explain what it's like as a new person because, you know, I walk in and, you know, it's magnificent, but then like the next day you'll notice something else about, you know, like maybe it's the doorknob and how intricately designed it is, right? Or you look at the panels on the walls in this new committee room. I mean, it's just ornate. And then you also, you look at, the pictures of the people that have been there. You're
it's
just
great.
Like, it is such a historical moment. It is such a privilege.
Privilege to have you on the show. We'll have you back soon. State Senator Sarah Kieski, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, it's just my pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Come on back. We'll wrap things up after this on Civic Media.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up hour one of the Civic Media Spotlight for this week, we'll go to the John and Gordy Show down in Madison. John and Gordy welcomed on Jim Santel, host of Civic Media's Amicus, a law review, to pick his brain about how and why Donald Trump thinks that he is above the law.
It is 7:51, 92.7 WMDX with John and Gordy in the morning. And this portion of the show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress. The Verlo's President's Sale continues this week, but you better get in there to take advantage of their free 0% financing available for up to 18 months. You can save up to 50% on their adjustable bases. All kinds of great deals going on during the President's Day sale, but it ends at the end of the week at Verlo Mattress, east side location, west side location, and you can get more information at verlo.com. John?
We're talking to Jim Santel, Amicus, a law review. You can listen to that on the weekends from 9 to 11 on Saturday.
Right.
I think there's one part here that... is a little confusing for me in that the Supreme Court got rid of the Chevron doctrine, which allowed agencies to have some legal ability to regulate, right, from their departments. And yep. That was switched over to the courts instead. Now they have control over it. But then all of a sudden, Trump came out and said that he is going to be making the decision for everybody. So am I right on this thing? Have we suddenly switched around here? Another?
You are. We're certainly sending mixed signals from Washington, D.C. about who's in control,
yes.
Right? Which is a larger theme that I think we're all suffering under. You're absolutely right. And so this is this Loper Bright Enterprises case. It was from very late June of last year. And basically said that again, no more discretion inside federal judges to determine, to object to go opposite to what the experts are telling us, mm-hmm. Right? It was a rejection of the notion we've got people inside agencies who know what they're doing. In some ways, what the president did a week ago today is consistent with that, because he also says that at least with respect to what are called the independent agencies, people say, well, what are those? Geez, you know, the reality is that there are an awful lot of them. The
yeah.
Federal Trade Commission, huge, right? The National Labor Relations Board regulates labor. The Federal Communications Commission,
yes.
All kind, maybe even a part of the Federal Reserve, right? All those kinds of things created by Congress to be out there, yes, but they're independent of the executive branch. They can still be in court and judges can still take a look at what they're doing. But the whole notion was they should not be subject to the political whims and the animation of the president. A week ago, he issued one of his many executive orders and said, not just effectively, but realistically, that when it comes to understanding what the law is, you've got it just right, John. Now he is the one, and maybe the attorney general along the way, if she cares to weigh in along the way,
mm-hmm.
That they're the ones who are going to tell us what the law is. And oh, by the way, when it comes to communications policy, labor policy, Again, economic policy, the Federal Reserve, many other of these independent agencies created by Congress to be independent, not have this kind of political intervention by the executive. Now he's going to make that decision. And this is right out of Project 2025. It's called the Unitary Executive Theory. I suspect that's right. Many of your listeners remember this well. We've talked about it. And it's this notion that there is one executive, it's Donald Trump, and he is responsible for every single decision that's made inside that frankly, the second branch of government there. And that's just not the constitutional design. That is not the legislative design. It's another instance of his running roughshod over what Congress has done, what the Constitution says, and how things work. And it's been in place now for a week. It'll be challenged once again. But to my mind, not in any way diminishing the significance of all of these other things that are outrageous in terms of government actions that he's engaging in, this is the one in which he declares himself the dictator. He says, I am the law. I'm going to tell you what the law is, and nobody else will do that. That, once again, should send shivers up the spines of all of us.
Well, you mentioned Somebody's got to challenge it. Who the heck is going to be able to challenge that particular, I am king
right. statement? Yeah, exactly, right? And so it's got to happen in the weeds once again. Yeah, National Labor Relations Board. He declares something. He says, these are the labor laws now. These are the employment laws. Mm-hmm. And someone who is aggrieved by that's got to run into court and say, no, they're not. But individually, again, all these specific and separate agencies will come under review then, and we'll have, we've got something like, more than 70 lawsuits. This promises to spawn even more. And in the meantime, we depend upon federal judges once again to stop it. And we also have a president who says, federal judges, who are they? Mm-hmm. No, I'm the president. I will do what I want. This is a mix of great, great concern. People talk about the coming authoritarianism. It's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah. And this has been well researched for years by all of these conservative organizations and groups. This is the culmination of what they have been working on. Project 2025 was just an incredible piece of documentation. Absolutely incredible.
Right. I hesitate to say to the credit, because it's not to the credit of anybody in America on the face of the planet, but they're prepared. And you're right. This is, again, the unitary executive theory around since Ronald Reagan. And finally, even like presidential immunity, nobody believed that. Now, finally, it's taking hold.
That's right. That was a big deal during the George W. administration, the unitary executive. I thought they really wanted to push it at that point, but didn't have the ability to do it. But Trump, of course, doesn't believe that there are any rules or regulations or guardrails, doesn't even know anything about government. So it's not a big deal to him.
Right. And again, he fundamentally doesn't understand how government works. Mm-hmm. That's also a huge problem.
Absolutely.
Jim Santel, thank you for joining us. You can listen to
Always
Jim
a pleasure.
With the Amicus Law Review Saturdays, 9 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time just flies by.
Jim, we'll see you next time. Appreciate it.
Do just that.
All right.
Stephanie Miller's coming up next. Also, tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us. Yep. He's going to be talking about how to brace for the news cycle every day.
Wow.
Can't wait for that.
All right.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you in 22 hours right here.
Well, thank you.
WMDX, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
I'll have a great day.
Yeah.
I know you meant that, right?
You want another cup of coffee?
No.
I think you've had enough.
No, I've had enough.
Let's go to beer.
Beer? Yes.
The John and Gordy Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WMDX weekday mornings from 6 until 8. News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice. Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Spiraling relations between the United States and Ukraine after Friday's Oval Office diplomatic meltdown. A shouting match between President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Sources tell me the Trump administration is now considering cutting off all ongoing shipments of military aid to Ukraine. And this is a strong signal of this dramatic plunge that we've seen in relations between wartime allies, even though at this point it's unclear what the effect of that would be on the battlefield.
ABC Selena Wang. Zelensky now in London, where he met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. That went much smoother.
We stand with you, with Ukraine, for as long as it may take. And I hope you heard some of that.
Agencies across the U.S. government have begun sending a second email to federal employees, again demanding they list five tasks they completed at work last week. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing he's running for New York City mayor. This is ABC News. 9.